for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson spent 32 years serving the United States of America as a Customs, Border, and Air Interdiction Officer. He retired as a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
We will never be able to stop the drug trade. Currently, it's estimated that we stop 10% of the drugs coming to the United States. Let's say, what if we manage to stop more than 30% of the drugs coming into this country? At a minimum, it will only drive up the price of the remaining 70%, which, if you believe the police, will cause even more crime to purchase and control the more expensive drugs. So then if we stop 70% of the drugs, does anyone want to guess what that will do to the crime rate? Does anyone here believe that if we legalize drugs, that they would be more expensive? It is believed that approximately 80% of the crime associated with narcotics occurs in the distribution chain, with dealers fighting for market control, stealing from others, and enforcing gang rules, etc. Cocaine and heroin, which are the drugs I believe to be the biggest threat to the health and welfare of our citizens, are cheaper, more available, and of higher potency than they were at the beginning of this war on drugs. So by that measure, we have already lost the war. According to the federally funded Monitoring the Future survey, marijuana has been universally available to American high school students for the last 28 years. So why do more than 900,000 teenagers sell drugs but not alcohol or cigarettes? Well, because alcohol and tobacco are regulated and sold through stores. Credible education, as opposed to exaggerated claims, actually works. Prohibition makes things worse. More availability, more violence, unidentifiable, and possibly impure drugs that kill thousands of people a year, and a system that exploits teens to enrich drug dealers. In researching recent FBI information on the number of police officers killed, I found that we've lost approximately 700 officers in the past 10 years, and 256, or approximately 36% of them, were killed by people with past drug law convictions. Last year, almost half of the officers murdered were by drug law offenders. The officers murdered by drug dealers did not have to die, and the thousands of other deaths related to a prohibition of drugs did not have to happen. By legalizing drugs, regulating the purity and potency, licensing the sale, taxing the proceeds, and controlling the age of the persons purchasing the drugs, we can greatly reduce the criminal gangs and their influence on our children. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Law Enforcement Against Prohibition has more than 125 spokesmen available to come speak to organizations in your city. Please contact them at leap.cc. They'll send a judge or a cop or a warden. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.